Nerd Soul.
Let's go.
Yeah. Late LK at one, yo. So hold it down. Bring that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Another wonderful episode. Beast Rhymes Life. Man, look, we're having tons of fun. The Four Horsemen are here. I'm going to start right here. That's right. ARC, Father Part 3, Arcatron, say what's up.
What's going on, y'all? We got three cheeses, but yes, I am here in the place to be on the MIC. You can find me at ARCKATRON.com.
Yeah, and right here, we got the one and only PL Conspiracy P, Parker Lewis. What's up?
What's going on, world? Parker P. L. Lewis, L. E. W. I. Z. From Dog to God 3, coming real soon, August 7th. Let's get it.
And in the final bottom square, last but not least, you have seen him in such movies as Juice. Juice.
Yes. Yes, right.
South Central. You've even seen him on television in shows like Moesha, The Wayans Brothers. Also, co-starring with your man Kiefer Sutherland on 24.
I thought he was in with Angela Lansbury. No,
He was in that some
episode was... there. He was like a kid.
We did it, but then you know they cast somebody else. So there's footage of me out there.
Got it. All right, back to you, Mike.
We had a little scheduling conflict. I couldn't complete it.
Back to you, Mike.
Anwar Highsign, what up?
What up, Anwar Highsign, your lover and your best friend. Don't shut down on a player.
And who Nerd Soul, who is? Who you be? Where they find
you? NERD, SEL. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, that's right.
The nerd, the soul.
The nerd, the soul, the drama, the bowl. I don't know. Anyway, the point is, YouTube, hit that thumbs up if you like what you're seeing. Hit that thumbs down. I'm going to send DMX after you, and I'm going to tell them that you don't like Jesus. So, let's get
started. Coming off, baby.
Let's get started. We are looking back on the Jizza. That's right. Liquid Swords, 25 years.
Oh, wait.
Years.
I forgot the jam.
Oh, yeah.
No. You good. I'm at you.
25 years.
This out my ass. 25
years of hotness. Yeah. Basically, if you saw our Raekwon interview with Cuban Lynx, you know how we're going to get down with this one. But that's right. Liquid Swords.
One time.
So we're going to get into this. I'll start at the bottom square. Anwar, listening to this again, how you feel about it?
Man, again, much like Cuban Lynx, this one was also in rotation and is an album that I never have a problem listening to in part or front to back or any type of way that you want to serve it, man. It's a brilliant, brilliant album, so much so that I consider my upcoming record to be sort of based off of it, spiritually based off of Liquid Swords. It's my Liquid Swords, much like Pusha was like, this is my Cuban Lynx. This album that I'm finishing is my Liquid Swords.
Okay. This was up. All right, so PL, how you feeling about that Liquid Swords 25 years later?
I listen to this album at least once a month.
Oh, never mind. So it's not you're not removed from it.
Yeah.
This is the perfect album. This might be the perfect album. Even the song that ain't his is fire.
Bible.
Yeah. Like, I dare you to say that there's a whack or skippable or a song that's on this album. It's the perfect album.
I have to think on that one.
I can agree.
So, ARC, how you feeling? Unless you just listened to this album like 2 weeks ago anyway.
I would say I listened to this album maybe, like, it's always in rotation. It's always in the woo rotation. Because I sometimes go through a woo phase and I listen to like all the seven albums straight, like from 36 to forever, like straight. So I get a dose of Jizz, a good dose of Ray, get a dose of OD, you know, meth, and then the Woo albums. But this album is my favorite. It's always like one A, one B of my favorite Woo solo albums in that time period. Between this and Ray, and actually, oh yeah, probably that and Ray is always like one A, one B. So it's my favorite classic album. Classic when it came out. I remember all the videos and everything. And yeah, favorite album. One of my favorites all time.
All right, word up. For me, it's been a long time since I listened to this all the way through. A long time. So this was almost like a brand new album to me. And I felt disconnected. This album, this time listening to it through, seemed a lot slower than it did, at least that I remember. And I was like, wow, the tempo seems slower. The lyrics are
killing. Wait, you got this from, did you get this from like, you weren't on like YouTube and then they got changed the picture on you, did they?
No. It wasn't. It's just that it felt like the songs were faster than they really were. So this album is more methodical than I even remember it being. When I listen to this album, I feel like it's something that's very well intentioned. This is a specific pace, specific lyric, specific beat, and it's just like all like pop, pop, pop. Like, this is perfect for this. This is perfect for this, and on to where I was like, wow, this joint is like a well-oiled machine. Like when I listened to it like a long time ago, I was just like, I like it. But now listening to it now, I'm like, this thing is like masterfully.
Everything definitely feels like
this is way better. Way more, I guess, well constructed than I even remember it being.
I used to have a crazy take on this album until probably about this year, like maybe around Rona time. I used to get mad every time I listened to this album because, like, I always wanted to hear Jizza on the Purple Tape beats. I wanted the Purple Tape beats. It was more commercial. It was more, I guess, more crossover worthy. You understand what I'm saying? Those were the joints that got played on the radio. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I wanted
it's a brighter album on the Jizz joints.
But then the more I listen to it now, it's like, nah, man, I'm kind of glad there aren't any like that on there. It is the album.
High sign. Remember when the rumors about Cuba Links Part 2 was supposed to be Jizza and Deck with Ray? Ghost sprinkled here and there.
That's what
I would like to hear, but over those Cuba Link beats, like similar feel of that.
Yeah, man.
That would have been dope because I would like to see what Jizz's mind would see.
In between the two albums, like, we got that sort of seed planted, you know? Like, we got tiny shades of it, you know, where you get guillotines.
Yeah.
And over here, you get, like, investigative reports.
Yeah.
You know, and you kind of get these tiny shades of what that might have sounded like. And it sounds pretty crazy in my head.
Yeah, even like Cold World, because like Deck was supposed to be part of it too. So it was like it was Jizza and Deck and Ray. So Deck was like, you got Cold World, you got like all these songs with Deck on. I think Deck's on it twice, right?
Deck is on three two times. Times.
Three. He's on three. The last. He's on the last joint, the Kiss the Ring joint.
Oh no, I meant on the Liquid Swords.
Liquid Swords. Yeah. He's on
Liquid
two.
Swords.
Yeah, it's okay. Because he didn't duel in the Iron Mike. That's the thing I'm thinking. Like, duel. I'm like, what song duel in the Iron Mike?
And
Cold World.
Listening to this, it's similar to how I feel about Common's One Day It'll All Make Sense. this album, I feel like I'm brought into Jizza's world. Like, this is kind of how Jizza thinks, how he chooses beats, how the sonic landscape he enjoys or decides to, like, kind of be surrounded by. And it's very different than of course, Cuban Links. And listening to them back and back to back, I did that too, is very different. And if you listen, it's almost like, hold up, so these were made, like, in the same kind of era? What?
Because that's one, what's bizarre. Like, they were made at the, like, same time. Like, the RZA music was being made at the same other time. Stuff.
Like, RZA was on another level at that time.
He was switching gears crazily. Like, if you listen to, I'm going to drop it in the group chat. I can't remember the name of the song, but there's a Sons of Man song that was made during that time frame, that was made during, like, Cuban Links or Liquid Swords. Like, Liquid Swords and Cuban Links are sort of overlapping, and then he's also working with Sons of Man and whatnot. But when you hear them, they're just three completely different pictures. You know, like, nothing.
But that's just like the early days with Gravediggers. Like, Gravediggers stuff he was doing over there was like different than the. Yeah. It was close to Wu, but it wasn't Wu. But then you had some.
But he didn't even. He didn't even. You know, like, he barely did. He didn't do too much on 6 Feet Deep.
No, no. I mean, like, in terms of him, this what he's doing, like, his ventures. He's over here, yeah, there, yeah, there, everywhere. Like, yeah, so, like, he was doing multiple things at the same time. But it didn't seem like it.
Being able to capture those artists, the feel of those artists so exceptionally when they're so different, is definitely, like, kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And then the whole the Jizza meth dynamic, like how you had the whole Ghost and Ray balance, like, you know what I mean, on the Purple Tape. That whole meth and
meth is on like three or four songs. Three or four, like, he's on the album. He's a big supporter. That's meth. This is meth coming so off well. To Cash.
That is prime meth.
Prime meth.
Prime meth.
Prime meth is 95. I agree. I agree with you. Yeah, because that's like Riddler meth, the Riddler, and all them songs that he was doing, like. Couple years later, you got the Wu Wear joint. Those. You know, you got some joints coming, like meth outside of the album, because he ain't dropping an album till like 4 years later after his first album.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Right, so
he was going crazy.
Let's go around the horn with bottom three. Let's start with the bottom three. All right, Arcatron.
Oh, I got my bottom three. All right, hold on. Let me look at the tape. Hold on. All right.
I need to be able to look at the songs.
My bottom three is probably Swordsman.
All right.
It's hard for me to say. Like, those songs, like, those ending songs are hard for me to say because they're, like, overlooked sometimes. But okay. I do.
Swordsman.
Number two would be probably, I said this in my head, like, I was going, oh, I got this locked. This is easy. it might just have to be. Yeah, I don't even know. Wait, well, I know Labels is gonna be the other one, but I can't. It's hard for me. It's hard for the bottom three. Another one is hard for me.
Yeah. I'll give my bottom three. I'll give my bottom.
Yeah,
three.
Sure. Sure.
It's definitely Swordsman, Labels. And I'll throw in, it's tough, Killer Hills. I'll throw in that for my bottom.
I got.
Wow,
that's the one.
That took me by surprise, right there.
Crazy,
man.
Though. Yeah, I feel you, man.
I'll throw that in for my bottom three.
Oh wow!
All right.
So, PL.
I can't do three.
Do one?
You have to.
I'm not saying that these are bad songs. I'm not saying that these are bad songs.
No.
I know. I can't. I can give you two.
Okay, give us one or two. I gave you two.
You have to give us three.
Yeah. Nah, man. I can't do it.
Not till you dead. This ain't like no, like you don't kill
us two. Give us two. What you got?
Investigative reports.
Okay.
I can't, fam. Like,
that I can see that. That might be my third one. That might be my three. That's my third.
And then the Bible joint. Okay. The Bible joint. Basic instruction right. Before leaving Earth. Like,
oh, you count that. Though. If you count that, and I'm putting that.
You can't really count that. You kind of getting off, but we'll let you go get off.
That's the bonus track. That's on the CD.
But it's like he was on the track. It would be like a like you know what I mean. Like I see.
Yeah, I guess I'll let it slide.
All right.
But I'm putting it on.
What you got?
Because those are my two labels, and
yeah, I don't like the label. That's three people.
No, I love labels. I love every song on the album.
Boy,
but if I have to choose, like which are my least favorite of records that I entirely favor? You know, labels.
I heard it so much too.
Like, there's some iconic joints, man, on this record. Just stacked. Like iconic.
Why? Yeah. All right. What's your tops? What's your tops?
My
PM.
Tops.
Yeah. PM, what's your top three?
The order.
I gotta go labels. Liquid Store would be my top top. I'm drawing a blank right now. The meth joint.
Fourth chamber. Shadowboxing.
Thank you. That's two. Yeah. And then labels. I really like that labels joint.
It's really amazing.
Like the metaphors and the whole breaking it. Like, fam. Like you literally broke down every label that was prevalent at that time. That had any hip hop artists and slaughtered them.
Yeah.
What you got, Architron?
I was gonna ask you what you got, but yeah.
Me? Alright, so I got mine. Mine are easy.
Then we go top high sign, I go last.
Top three on this: Liquid Swords, Fourth Chamber, Shadowboxing. They in.
The opening tracks basically like for the first. Yeah, I love that list, but I want to hear high sign. I need to hear what my man's saying over there. What's going over there? I need to hear it.
My top three, I think, are Killer Hills. I think Shadowboxing. And man, the third one's hard because there's a couple that are kind of like, yo, like Investigative Reports, Duel of the Iron Mike. I'm sticking with Duel of the Iron Mike. Right.
Liquid Swords is definitely on the list.
Yes, sir.
I might have to throw like Living in the World Today on there just because that needs a shout. Like, that joint is a crazy joint. And like for me, like Fourth Chamber and Shadowbox are the same track because the first time I heard them or like saw the visuals, they put the videos together. So I was like, those are my favorite two tracks. But if I had to choose between the two, it's probably Fourth Chamber.
Ooh, okay.
I'm choosing Liquid Swords over Shadowboxing because of the beats are kind of the loop based. I'm doing Fourth Chamber because that's like some you got Ghost on there, you got Killer Priest on there, you got GZA of course on
RZA.
There, and RZA's on
RZA
there.
Rapping. So
it's
like,
it's a very nice mix.
Like, yeah.
And then throw it over to the 1-2 punch with Shadowboxing.
Yeah, it is a 1-2 punch. Shadowboxing
came out, I don't think I had heard anything like that.
Would it be blasphemous to say that this album is top two or top... I can say my opinion to myself.
Top two of what?
Is it safe to say that this is a top three best Wu album of all time?
No.
Easy.
I wouldn't even argue with that.
Yeah, that's an easy.
It could be my favorite Wu album.
That's what I wanted to say, but I thought y'all was going to call me crazy.
No, buddy.
The best Wu Tang album, period.
It is not. Period. In that conversation, if it isn't.
This is tough. Thinking of all the Wu joints, would I put it in the top three?
Solos, album, group albums, solos. I'm talking, period.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, period? Not just the solo joints?
Period.
Period.
Oh. No, I'm with you. It could be 36 Forever Liquid Swords, and I would have no problem with that.
Dang, man. Cuban Ace.
Ray could be number four.
I love Iron Man a lot.
Okay.
Amazing.
High Sign and Nerd Soul, y'all on the same page with that one.
Dang. Yeah, like that album just like super clicked for me one day, and just
and it's stuck weird because
tentacles in me.
It's weird because there's that song Arcatron and I have talked about where I'm like,
it's got roots in me now.
I remember when I first got that joint, put the tape in. And like, what is it, the second or third track? The joint, what is it?
Wildflower? What you talking about?
I think it's Wildflower. Anyway, it's like when he talking about him and the girl, and I remember listening to it being like, I ain't supposed to be listening to this. I was like, I ain't supposed to be hearing this. I'm listening to straight sin.
That was another one. Yo, like, we had not heard a woman being addressed in quite that way before. Like, people had spoken to her, but he was like speaking directly to her, and I'm listening to it. Your friend.
This is some behind the scenes, like behind the closed door.
You made me a part of a conversation that was not intended for me. And it was exciting.
See, for me, I was like, ooh, I ain't supposed to be listening to this. I was like, this is sinning. This is sinning.
For the first line, he's like, ooh.
Yo, dude didn't, it wasn't like, disclaimer, you might want to skip to the next track. Nope, it ain't say none of that. It was just like, hey, you bitch, and that was it. But then at the same time, the beat is dope. The way he's like spitting, it's just like, dang.
So the question,
he shouldn't be talking about her like this. But this is a good song.
To High Sign and to Nerd Soul, what would be your top three Wu? All time Wu-Tang labeled, whatever, album name, Wu-Tang member, whatever. Top three.
Probably.
All right, Forever.
Naturally.
All right, Forever, Cuban Links. I don't know. It's been a while since I listened to it. I feel like I'm shading Dirty's joint. Maybe I'm not. I can't remember. It's been a long time since I listened to Return.
It's very different from anything else in the solo world. It's amazing.
I'm going to throw Dirty in there.
As number three.
As number three?
Over Liquid Swords.
When that Brooklyn Zoo hit, though, man. When that Zoo hit, I just remember when Brooklyn Zoo came out.
But I wouldn't put it over Liquid Swords.
Man, I was just like, that's a song I played forever. Like, I ain't gonna front that cassette single got played a lot.
That's how I had the Criminology single.
Yeah, my brother had that.
I played that so much.
He had Incarcerated Scarface's one too. Incarcerated Scarface.
That beat was just so hard to me, fam.
Brooklyn Zoo. Yeah, he had all them CD tapes. I mean, tape singles and stuff.
Brooklyn Zoo just has this bounce to it. But then ODB also goes in these weird tangents on that album that are tangents only he can do. that might drop it from the top three? Where homie just starts singing and doing weird stuff?
Nah, I mean, it was genius though.
Was that on the documentary or was that somewhere else? Oh no, that was a newspaper article with what? With the Mariah Carey story with him recording.
It was like an article about okay, the whole situation.
Well, yeah, I would pay to see that, like a reenactment of, like, I would pay, man, like I really would.
Yeah. I think my three are like, definitely this, Liquid Swords. Honestly, probably like top three. Like, I really can't ever see myself living without this. Probably this, Cuban Links, and Supreme.
Okay. Woo! All right.
Supreme clientele is dope. See, that's why. So it's tough, man. And I just looked at the track listing. I forgot about Protect Your Neck too. That song, man.
Protect Your Neck. Also, Liquid Swords.
But no, like, hold up, wait, like, or either like Supreme or 36. Like it's, they take me to a time in a way that's like, yo, like it takes me to a headspace that's like, okay.
I'm like Malcolm.
If I feel sad and I put this on.
Hi, Hassan. You gonna ask a question about the thing we talked about like a week ago, 2 weeks ago? About the question about, because of what Liquid Swords actually is, it's not his debut album.
Oh, okay. What was the question though? Do we consider
what's the best second album?
Yeah. So me and Arca were talking.
Yeah.
And it came up like
I ain't gonna give y'all this. I already know what y'all trying to do.
We're gonna talk, you know, and Infamous came up and Liquid Swords came up as records where like they're sort of widely implicitly looked at as the first album of this group, but they're actually not. You know, you have Juvenile Hell, and you have, in Jizz's case,
Words from the Jizz?
Genius.
Words from the Genius. From the
Genius. And so, like, that being the case, I believe the question was, who has the best sophomore?
Nah, I wouldn't consider Liquid Swords a sophomore album.
Though. It's a sophomore album. His name's on it.
Here's why. One, it's kind of like when someone like reinvents themselves. It's a brand new artist. It's a brand new person. The Words from the Genius is not the Genius. Is you know, this is before Wu-Tang. I wouldn't consider that the same. Even mindset.
What if I can draw you? What if I can draw you a parallel?
Oh, please, my brother.
Ooh. Okay. Kill him.
So in talking, you guys did clarify the question. So for you guys watching, the question we now fully recall is Liquid Swords the best sophomore album ever in history of hip hop music?
Technical sophomore. Album. Technical works. Technical of him.
Technical sophomore album.
We were doing it technically. So we wanted to include Infamous in Liquid Swords.
So the parallel is Killer Hills from this album is a reworking, a remake of Life of a Drug Dealer from Words from a Genius.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Me neither.
Which is why, in the beginning of Killer Hills, he says, Life of a Drug Dealer. He's drawing from that, from the song on Words from a Genius, Life of a Drug Dealer.
I'll let it slide.
No, but so the question is, what's the greatest second album all time? Oh, like what's top five or whatever? Like I have,
if not this, besides this guy right here,
I added two today because I forgot.
I don't consider that a sophomore album.
So if we're going Infamous,
I consider that his first album.
Who you talking about?
The Jizzle. I was saying I considered that Liquid Swords.
We're just doing it on a technical sense. We're adding these two albums in for technical purposes.
Okay. Best sophomore album for me personally, The Massacre.
You're
50.
I did not expect you to say that.
I really didn't see that coming.
PL. Yeah. More than one. Can you name a couple more?
Oh,
top five.
At least three, four, five in that range.
The Massacre, definitely. I guess if we're gonna throw this in there, we gotta throw this.
I mean, you can there's others.
You don't have to
say that will blow everything out the water.
I can't really think right now. The Massacre really stands out to me.
All right, cool. We'll go around.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mike, you got any?
I'm gonna go on and have to say, what's Talib's second album? That joint was real hot.
Wait, you talking about Reflection Eternal? Yeah, that was hot.
All right, so if we're going to talk about second album,
go ahead and get the Quali Hive on us.
Ooh,
go ahead and
do it. I got one. Okay.
Man, ain't nobody think about Quali or the Quali Hive.
Yo, stop it. Stop. Ain't nobody think about them. We're not doing
this. Quali watches the show all the time. I know you be watching the show. What up, Quali? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Low End Theory.
Okay.
De La Soul is Dead.
Okay.
Those are two that stand out for me right now with my mind on it. I have to dig around.
I got two.
You do have Common's Resurrection. Nas's
It was written.
It was written. Those are the ones I'm thinking of right now, but I can't. Really, I'd have to sit down on this one.
I have two from the group we're talking about for this whole episode. Wu-Tang Forever.
Yeah.
Supreme Clientele.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Supreme Clientele.
Bong, bong.
So that's Supreme Clientele. To the mix. It's an interesting thought process. Like your second album usually.
Low End Theory, it popped into my head. That's what was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Low End Theory is one of the best sophomores ever. I'll throw this one. This one kind of randomly popped into my head. All We Got Is Us, Onyx.
I was trying to remember what the name of the second album was. I was going to say Last Days.
All We Got Is Us. There's another one that was like
Capital Punishment.
That's his first album.
Would you consider that as
his first album? Then?
Yeah, baby.
That album is
not great.
Not for me.
Don't do that. I refuse, fam. No pun slander will be tolerated here.
I'm not slandering pun.
Hell Hath No Fury is an amazing sophomore.
That's a good one.
No pun slander will be tolerated.
Late Registration.
Okay. Amazing. That's a good one.
Okay. That's a good one. Sophomore. But let me see. I think I can get higher though. Hold on, let me see. Thriller.
Thriller?
Yo. Straight up though?
That means you're not counting all the debut, like The Man and all those other albums, man. That's your Thriller?
This is my defense.
Anyway.
Nah, but he had like five albums before he even dropped.
I'm kidding.
He said Thriller. That is probably one of the greatest sophomore albums of all time. If you want to look at his debut being Off the Wall, yes, that is the greatest, most selling sophomore album of all time.
Dude, you talking about Off the Wall Thriller Bang. That's crazy.
The Marsha Mathers LP.
True.
For all of the Marsha Mathers fans.
Oh, we're forgetting a super huge. We're forgetting a super huge sophomore leap. The Score.
Technically, yes.
The Fugees.
The Score is
the Fugees is their sophomore album.
And see, I would consider that.
And it is leaps and bounds.
Whoa, you ain't level eyed.
Yeah, ever lie.
You didn't like Nappy Heads?
No, I didn't.
No, the remix is amazing.
Remix is fire.
But that album is terrible.
That album is an album I don't like.
I got the vocab.
You didn't like, I don't get what to say. You didn't like the vocab,
No.
The remix.
1993?
The version on the album isn't like that. The original Nappy Heads isn't like that. It's not like the video version at all.
Oh, I know.
That album is not good.
Yeah, Fugees is a good shout. That's a good call out, as they would say in certain worlds and spaces.
But guys, with all that said, before we wrap up, how do we all feel? Do we recommend Liquid Swords to someone who hasn't listened to it? Or we
10
feel
out
good.
Of 10.
If someone comes up to you and be like, yo, I've never listened to hip hop before, give me an album I should listen to. That one.
See, I wouldn't pick that one, but it's a good one.
I'm picking this one. You get the jewels. You know what I mean? The jewels are life.
Jewels, son.
Jewels, fam.
So, start with the superstar down in the bottom square. I see you with the CD. You know what I'm saying? With the disc.
Yeah, you starting on me. I got the CD jump. I got the tape today.
Bottom square. We got Anwar Hassan. Say what's up.
Take a look in the mirror. Say what's up. Yo, check me out on the check me out on Spotify's and the Apple Musics and the Google Plays and all that stuff, you know, all your streaming platforms. Got a couple
of
and I got some new things coming.
Yeah. And right here, the man that knows about all conspiracies in this world and on others. That's right. Trap Just Blaze. P.L. Parker Lewis, say what's up.
What's good, man? I be on other planets and stuff. I just got back to Mars. I'm about to take another trip to Pluto in like 2 seconds. Parker P.L. Lewis, L-E-W-S, everywhere.com on social media. Like I said, from Dog to God 3 on August 7th, featuring everybody you see in here. Everybody on that thing.
Nedra got some beats.
And it's good. It's fire.
Got some beats.
Make you guys all know.
Bingo.
We got the headphones on, and y'all gonna be like, all right, maybe not like that, but you're gonna be bobbing your head.
He's like,
hey,
yo.
He's like, he got his neck up.
Whiplash was that?
So, over here, KRC, Father Part 3, with kids.
You can find me at ARC, the K, the A, T, to the R, to the O, and the N, to .com. That's how you can find me. You can find Space Bridge tapes right now because it's out in the store. So I'm about to have a soft launch on my website real soon for y'all. Y'all mean? So go check me out.
ArcTron.com.
Right. I mean, Wakanda forever, y'all mean?
Let's get it.
Yeah, and of course, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube is the main spot, but we got podcasts, we got Spotify music for you. Go on and enjoy it. Hit that thumbs up if you like what you're seeing. Hit that thumbs down. But if you hit that thumbs down, I'm going to send Joe Biden after you, and you know he wants your vote. So, guys, from us to you, we say thank you for watching and peace.
Deuces. I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I choose those deuces.
I choose doses.